Finally, I did it. I lost my self-confidence in traveling alone back in 2017, but this 2024 trip to Singapore helped me regain it. Although I wasn't alone, and despite the issues with my body and feet, I did it. I also realized that people aren't judgmental. I've been the one judging myself for gaining weight. People don't think I'm 30 when I actually am. Several British, Australians, and Chinese even asked me if I was with my parents and told me that I don't look 30 but much younger. Even though my feet were sore from all the walking, the beauty and experiences made it all worth it. Each journey helps me grow and understand the world better. Despite the discomfort, I value these adventures and eagerly look forward to the next one with an open heart and mind. Interestingly, my real life collided with one of the stories I wrote in my last post. I've rekindled a friendship, but it made me wonder, is it really worth it? I've barely written about my book club, by the way. I also posted a story in two parts on Instagram. I feel messy, like my mind is all over the place. And before you suggest meditation, please know that I do it every morning at 4:15 a.m. Let me know what do you think.